You are listening to the Intuitive Healing Connection, where intuitive healing connects with everyday living. Hi, my name is Gina Stroll, and I am your host. I am best known as the down-to-earth energy healer that doesn't sugarcoat the truth. I walk my clients through the healing process so they can find freedom from their emotional pain, heal from their past, and find peace and joy again. If you are interested in healing your emotional past, tapping into your spiritual side to receive your own answers, finding your own clarity, and discovering your own spiritual truths, then you are in the right place. I am here to lead the way and to help you discover your own intuitive healing connection. Hello and welcome to this week's podcast. I'm so excited to be here. And this podcast I'm super excited about because actually we're going to do a few of these podcasts, do kind of a series, because one of the questions that I get a lot is all about mediums and mediumship readings and when to know when to seek a medium and when you're ready to seek a medium and what is a good time to get a reading? Who do you go to get a reading? How do you find someone? And so all these questions come up for me a lot. So I've been sitting with this for a while. I recently just had an experience where someone reached out to me. They wanted a reading. For those of you who know me, you know that I am a medium. I have studied mediumship. I'm certified in mediumship. I got certified several years ago. Mediumship is a beautiful thing to me. I do a little bit of spirit and a whole lot of healing, and you're going to figure out why here in just a little bit. But we're going to talk about that through these series of podcasts that I'm going to do because I want to help you understand. This is kind of one of those gray areas where, you know, we don't really know where to go to get the answers. Unless you know a medium personally, you're probably not going to get the answers. And I'm going to share with you some experiences of people who have seeked out other mediums and it hasn't worked out well. And so this is why I feel the way that I do, mostly because I've spent a lot of time studying mediumship. I have worked with renowned mediums. I have spent a lot of time developing my mediumship and connecting with spirit. And I feel very strongly about the things that I'm going to share with you today. But this is kind of a gray area. Where do you go to get your information? Where do you go seek this kind of information out? Because it's not readily available. And everybody kind of has their opinion on it. So know that today, this is my opinion on it. This has come from years of studying, years of my development, me seeking out the spirit world myself. I have been able to connect with spirit my whole life. Just because I could connect with spirit when I was younger, it didn't mean I was ready to go start giving readings to people. And I'm just going to throw that out there right off the bat because I hear so many people, well, just because I can, I have to do it. No, you don't. There is a developmental process that all mediums need to go through in order to become very good mediums. Because I like to give the analogy, just because you can go play the piano, just because you're musically inclined does not mean you're going to pick up some of Mozart's work and go play the piano beautifully, just like he did, just because you're inclined to do it. There is fundamentals. There's things that you can learn to help you do better in that world. So, but that's a whole other topic. We'll talk about that off through the course of these series. But first off, let's talk about, you know, what is a medium? And what is their role? What are they here to do for you? How can they help you? And one of the big questions I also want to answer is when to seek out a medium, because that is very important. So stay tuned for the next few podcasts. We're going to go over all of this stuff. I'm excited. For those of you, if you don't know, I have taught mediumship for 5 years, probably now. I went through a development process for several years before that. And it's been a really cool, this was one of the things that really changed my life when I did my development process. It changed my life as an intuitive. It changed my life as a healer. It changed my understanding of the spirit world and what they're here to do for us and how they can help us. And that's what I want you to understand today, because this comes from a place deep inside of me that I have such a deep, deep, deep spiritual connection with the spirit world. Also deep respect for the spiritual world and deep respect for them, for those that are passed on in spirit, and for those of us who are left behind and our responsibilities and our roles that we both have. It's not a one-sided thing. But anyway, that's all this podcast in a nutshell. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. First, I want to start out, what is the difference between the medium and the psychic? Because they kind of get interchanged and they are not the same. Believe it or not, they're two totally different things. So psychics are intuitives, and mediums, they are connected to spirit. That's really the basic. The medium is simply the medium between the spirit world and the sitter. Now, when I say a sitter, I mean you. That is the person seeking out a reading. When we do mediumship development, we're constantly talking about working with the sitter. That is someone who has come to us for a reading. So that's what that word means. So the medium is between two worlds. That connection is made by the medium by raising their vibration to the spirit world and the spirit world lowering their vibration and with help from their spirit guides. So a medium learns how to totally connect with their spirit guides on a much deeper level. If they have done true, deep, development, this is what they'll do. Mediums are the instrument or the vessel that speak life, and they give evidence about the loved ones on the other side, letting them know that they're still there with them in spirit. And that really is the true, true meaning of a medium. They're just here to connect two worlds. They're here to connect that spirit world with their loved ones, to let their loved ones know that they are still here with them, just in a very different way. So a medium does not use tools such as cards, crystals. It's nothing against those tools, but a true, true medium has a deep, deep connection between herself or her energy field and that spirit world. And that is really what a medium is. A psychic, they work with their six senses or their perception at an intuitive level. This level is a very dense level compared to spirit vibration. So when I teach mediumship development, I talk about the different levels of vibration. So when we connect with people in the physical world, that is a much lower vibration than it is when we connect with people in the spirit world. When the spirit loses its body, which is this process we call death, all that is happening in that process is that that body is being shed, which allows their vibration to raise. This human form of ours keeps us in this denser, lower, more emotional state. And so a psychic connects, and there's nothing wrong with any of the levels. As I'm saying this, don't think that's a bad thing. It's just a human level. Psychics connect with people on the very dense level, and that spirit vibration and is much higher than that. I even like to show my students, we have, for those of you who are listening to me, I'm going to use my hands for a minute. If you're watching me on video, you'll get it all. We have the human level down here. We have spirit level here, and we have guides that are even higher level connection. So it's just kind of like a ladder going up from that human level up to the spirit world, up to the our spirit guides, because guides are on an even higher vibration. When I work with people to help them connect with our guides, we literally have to help them come out of this human form up to a higher vibration. Now we're talking vibration here. Of your physical body, really kind of letting go, stepping out of yourself. It really is an altered state, is what mediums work in. You know, these kind of, anytime you're connecting with spirit guides or working with, or working as a medium, that's where you're going to be working, is in those much higher vibrations. This is where development is so important for a medium, because they need to learn to be in those higher vibrations and be okay to be there, because it is, it has to be worked up to. It's a process for our physical body in order to be able to tolerate that. So the psychic level can be felt more in our solar plexus area. If you're familiar with the chakras, that's where that's felt. So anytime, if you're someone who's doing card readings or doing, working, I feel this a lot in my intuitive healing. I'm working more on the psychic level with intuitive healing versus when you do connect with spirit, it's on a different, very different level. That spirit level is much lighter and it feels very, very, very different than it does from working on the psychic level. Psychic information is perceived in our aura and our outer spiritual layers, where mediumistic information is received directly from spirit. So those are kind of the difference. Both psychics and mediums definitely work in altered states. We're not working in this human mind. We have to learn to take ourselves out of that, work in these altered states so that we can connect with those that we are working with, whatever layer that is. So there are different kinds of mediumship and are different kinds of mediums. And the most basic form of mediumship is just communication with those who have lived on earth and have passed away into spirit. So mediumship is not communication, again, here with spirit guides, angels, or receiving information about past lives, Akashic records. If you don't know what Akashic records is, that's the hall of records of our lifetimes. These types of communications are possible, but we're not talking, this is not mediumship work. This just isn't. So if you go see someone and they're, you know, some people like to interchange all of this in there. That's how they choose to work. And I'm not dissing anybody in how they choose to work, but a true medium, their only job is to connect with spirit. That is what they're doing. So if you think about that as we walk through this, most of this work is done on a mental level. So mental mediums, they tune into the spirit world by listening, sensing, seeing spirit, using symbols, and however they have learned to connect with spirit. There are, just for your information, two different kinds of mediums. There's mental mediumship, which most people, that's where they work. This is the communication part. This is where we communicate with spirits telepathically. The medium mentally hears, clairaudience, sees, clairvoyance. They use their senses to connect with spirit to get messages directly from spirit with the help of their spirit guides. And so the spirit guide is kind of in there as a buffer, helping you receive the information, because just because we get information, it has to go through all of our filters, and so that we can convey that information correctly. This again is where development is needed for a medium. So for those of you out there that are seeking out a medium, you know, this is why you want to find someone who has done their development work, who knows how to do this, who understands how it works. Because believe it or not, the one thing that I learned when I did my developmental process and I went through my time of learning and growing and working with other mediums was I learned that there was a process to connecting with spirit. Now, because I was a natural medium, it happened naturally a lot for me. But when I was in that learning phase, I realized that this is how you are open to work with spirit and you close your doors. You know, if you see a medium running around and she's reading people in the store, and I personally, I will never do that. I won't do that because people have a right. They have an opportunity. They need to ask for what they need. They need to seek out that reading. They need to ask for you to do that reading for them, giving you permission to do that. I don't believe in doing cold readings. I don't believe in walking up to people and just, you know, you see Teresa Caputo, this is a good, it's not like that. They portray her like that on TV, but I guarantee it is not like that, because for one, she's recording these people. The liability and all of that is huge. She's got people signing releases. They have to have some sort of idea that this is coming their way, because I don't we have to have integrity in the work that we do. So if you have someone come up to you, you know, I've had people call me and say, you know what, I was at the nail salon today and this lady walked up to me and she started telling me all these things about my grandma. And some of them were true and some of them weren't. And she just started rattling off and she said, it felt really slimy. Well, that's like someone walking through your front door that you don't know and just walking in and start talking to you about your kids and you know, invasive, you know, or walking into your bathroom while you're going to the bathroom. That just does not feel honoring. You know, we need to seek out people who I believe we need to do this work with the utmost respect for the spirit world. There will be spirits that ask new mediums to do that once they're stepping into their abilities and realizing that they can do this. There will be spirits who maybe don't understand that because spirit doesn't always understand everything. They don't know everything. And if our boundaries are not in place and we're not doing it in the right way, we can get misinformation and leave people feeling really slimy and disgusting. I've actually had people, one day I had a lady, I went through the Arby's drive-thru. And I was just in my car. I was out. I'm not working. I'm out running errands. And she stuck her head out the window and she goes, oh my gosh, I know who you are. Do you have anything for me today? And I just kind of giggled and I said, no, I don't do that. And I said, if you want to schedule a time with me to come and have a reading, I'd be happy to do that for you. But it's just very interesting how over the years we have allowed, I believe, the integrity of these readings to be dropped to a low level. Just because we can doesn't mean we should. And, you know, I'll even tell you another story. I went to China and we spent a couple of weeks in China, which was a very interesting experience. But actually, we were in a big tour group and it was a big tour group. And with China, there's 50 million people. It was way too many people for me. It was way too people-y for me. But anyway, because we were in this big, not only were we in a big tour bus, we had two big tour buses, all of us going together every day, which was overwhelming in itself. But then we would go to these spiritual places in China that had tons and tons of people every day. So anyway, it was very overwhelming, but that's a whole other chat. But while I was on this tour, I actually had a young boy who, while we were on the bus, I could hear him in my head and he was talking to me. And he said, my parents are on this bus. You need to talk to my parents. And I said, you know what? That's great. I love you. I'm here for you. I'm open to talk to you all day on the bus. I will sit here and have a conversation with you. I'll help you work through whatever you need to be. But I'm not going to go up to someone on a bus here and let them know that you're here with me. Because for one, they're on vacation too. They're doing the same thing that I'm doing. For two, it feels very intrusive to me for me to do that to you. And come to find out, these people were from Utah, which is where I'm from. I realized who his dad was, the one that was on the bus. His mom was not there. And I don't know the family situation, but I gathered this kid had committed suicide very recently. What spirit actually needed when I sat down and talked to him was, I spent 2 or 3 days on the bus because we did a lot of driving, and I would just open up and let him come in and talk to me. And we would just have this conversation, this mental conversation in my head. My husband is laughing at me because he knows what I'm doing. And I would just chat with him because sometimes spirit needs healing too. And what this young boy needed was some reassurance that everything was okay, that his parents were going to be okay. And he knew that he had hurt them very deeply by taking his own life. And so he was just trying to work through all of that. And like I said, spirit doesn't know everything. Now, these people never, as far as I know, have ever seeked, you know, out any type of mediumship reading. And I used to, in my early years, feel very guilty about those kind of things. And I don't anymore because now I understand there is a process. Just like we have a healing process here in the physical world, we go through the grieving process. We go through lots of different steps. So does spirit. And if they left this world, you know, taking their own life, through some very, you know, difficult circumstances, they have some work to do too. And I totally understand that now. And I, by the time I got through chatting with this beautiful young soul, he was ready to move on and go do the things that he needed to do, knowing that his parents would be okay and that he was okay too. So, you know, there is a process to all of this. There's so much more than what we just see, but I want to help you understand the differences and when to seek out a medium. The first thing, though, that before I go into that, I want to talk about the difference, because the way that I have been taught and where my development is an evidential mediumship. And there is a difference. You know, you've seen people do readings. If you've watched people, maybe you haven't, I don't know. But if you've watched people do readings, there's a difference in how some people do their readings. I love the evidential part of mediumship, because the one thing that it does is I have spirit. We set it up so that spirit brings forth information that only you would know. And so they bring about things about their character, about their demeanor. They help me, as they set in my energy field, understand what their life would have been like, what a day in the life of the spirit would be like. And as we bring forth that evidence of their personality, of the things that they love to do, maybe it's of the things you love to do. Sometimes they bring about things that you're doing now in your life today. You know, they bring, as a medium brings forth this evidence, we call it, for you. It is to help you know 100% that that spirit is with you, that they know what's going on in your life today. They understand your struggles, and that you know, because they've given you evidence, maybe of their physical appearance or the kind of car that they drove or the things that they did, that that is the spirit that you are connecting with. So this is why I look for evidential mediums. Those are the kind of mediums that I like to seek out. I also know that they have an evidential medium has been through a whole lot of training, and they understand the fundamentals and how this connection process works. So let's talk about the spirit's role and your role, because this is where I kind of deviate a little bit right here from doing complete total spirit readings. So when I was doing full-time mediumship, I was doing readings 5 days a week, 4 days a week, depending on my week. Anyway, I realized then, after I'd been through all of my development and when I started doing this professionally, I realized that there was a big gap in the healing process and healing from people with, and healing from the loss of a loved one, because we have to go through that grieving process. And what I realized really early on is I realized a lot of people were seeking out spirit as a way of healing their grief, which part of that is true. We absolutely, spirit can come in and say things and help us. I have sat in many, many, many healing readings, many. But you have to be ready to hear it. And I just had this experience just a couple of weeks ago where a lady reached out to me and she said, I just need you to do a reading for me. And I knew who she was, and I knew that she had just had a recent loss, and it was a big sudden loss of a child. And so I knew that she wasn't ready. She wanted to be ready. She had went to a group reading. This lady had told her daughter had a message for her, you know, which was great. I'm sure that she does have a message for her. But the thing is that we have to be in the right stage in order to hear the messages. I have also sat with people in mediumship readings where they have got the most beautiful message from their loved ones on the other side. I've got goosebumps from the evidence that was brought forth, them telling them how much they love them and how much they miss them and how much they appreciated the time that they got to spend with them. And, you know, talking about all of the little day-to-day things and letting them know that they were still here with them. And I have sat in this one particular reading, and it was a difficult passing. There is no doubt. But she wasn't ready for a reading. And she looked at me and said, yeah, but he didn't talk about this one thing. And she wanted to know, his passing was, it was a murder. And he didn't want to talk about it because, and he told me that right up front. He said to me, I'm not going to talk about what she wants to talk about because I don't want to talk about it, because there were things that she didn't know. And there were things that she didn't understand. And he understood, the spirit understood, that this needed to be a healing reading, because he couldn't explain to her what had just went on in a way that she would have understood it and heard it. She wanted all the answers. So she missed this whole beautiful reading because she was still caught up in getting all the answers. It's not spirit's job to give us all the answers. It's not spirit's job to even heal us. It's spirit's job to bring forth evidence so that we know that they are still here with us, and that we have a responsibility now to maybe learn to connect with them in a different way, and a responsibility to understand that, you know what, we have to do our own healing work. We have to be ready to hear the message that they're going to bring it forth by dealing with our grief, by healing all of the things that went on in this relationship, so that we are open to hear the information that is coming through. Because if you're not open to it, going and getting a reading, you may think you're ready. You may think that's what you need to move on to the next step. But I guarantee if that's what you're thinking, and if there is a sense of urgency to go get a reading, it is because you need to do your healing work first around the grief, around the trauma of losing this loved one, before you're ready to go seek out a medium. And this is where people kind of, they get upset with me. They don't want to hear that. You know, when I first started doing readings, I had a 6 month, deadline. And I said, you know what, there, you need to wait at least 6 months after the loss. Now I've realized it varies with everybody, because at 6 months, some people haven't even begun. They haven't been able to even open up to the possibility that this is where they're at. Other people that I work with in healing are ready to do that. They're ready to move forward. Some people are ready much earlier. I have a client who, it was very interesting. I like to set with student mediums, and I allow them to do reading for me, for other mediums that are teaching. We're part of a group, and I offer to do that. It's something I enjoy doing. It's something that I like helping them hone in on their skills and learn how to connect with spirit and learn how to be a really good medium, because that's what I love to do. I love teaching people how to be a really good medium. And during this reading with this other medium who she's learning, it was really interesting because I had one of my clients, her husband came through. And he came through because it was an opportunity for him to speak to me and let me know that he was ready to do that. And it hadn't been very long at that time since his passing. But I realized sitting there, it was really interesting because he came through with my father-in-law, who they didn't know each other here in life. In fact, my client kind of questioned it when I told her, and I said, why wouldn't they, this was a reading for me. So the two of them, my father-in-law came through for me. This other person came through letting me know that he was ready. And it was really interesting to watch them go back and forth with this medium and work with this medium. And I knew right then and there that I needed to call my client and tell her that it was time for her to go get a reading. Now, I knew this other person too. We were friends. And so I sent her to someone else to go get a reading, because I believe it needs to be done by someone who doesn't know the situation. I need to take myself out of it at that point, in order to give a good evidential reading for her so that she can get what she needs. And so I was ready. I did a call to her and I said, you know what? I think it's time. Or if you feel up to it, I think it's time. I think it's ready. And she was. We got her set up, got her going, and it was a beautiful healing experience for her. Not expecting anything from spirit, because if we go into it expecting something from them, you're expecting them to take away your grief and to heal what's going on. Death is a part of our life here. We come in one way through birth and we leave another way. We all go through the same process. We need to learn that this is part of our experience here. These people are not leaving us. They, you know, there's a lot of religious beliefs out there, you know, about purgatory and all. I don't believe any of that. It is just them moving on to their next level. It is just them shedding this physical body, learning to live in spirit again, dealing with the things that happened with them in their life, doing their healing work on the other side as well, because that's part of this whole experience, is them doing their healing work as well and allowing them to move on to their next level. You're going to be there right behind them too, because your day is going to come too. Death is a part of this physical existence. We need to learn to walk through the stages, to do our healing work. And there's nothing wrong with seeking out spirit to know that reassurance, to know that you're still there, that you're still with me, that you still know, you know, if you've lost your husband, letting you know that he's still there with you, helping you raise your kids, helping you do all the things. I had another lady who called me and she had sought out another medium. And here is my next point on mediumship readings, because I believe 100% the information that should come through should be for healing purposes. It should help you feel better after the reading. Not that the medium should say anything that isn't true, because that's not what I'm saying here. I'm saying that information the spirit brings forth needs to be of a healing nature, because you should walk away, if you are one ready to hear that reading, to open to the information that you receive. The third step in that should be you walking away feeling at peace, knowing that your loved one is still with you. Now, I've had other experiences where people have sought out other mediums. I had a lady who called me and she, again, is one of my clients, and she was super upset because the information that she received, a medium told her that her dad was gay and that he lived a totally different lifestyle here in the physical world. She had been crying for 3 weeks after that reading because of that information that she received. Now, to me, when we get information in a mediumship reading, it should be healing. It should help, not hurt. There should be nothing that hurts. There should be nothing. This information that comes through and the information that is delivered absolutely 100% should help heal your heart. Now, it's not spirit's job to heal your heart. You need to do your healing work too. But the information that a medium brings forward should not be hurtful. This information, how is that helpful in any way, shape, or form for her in healing from the loss of her father? You know, that information was very hurtful. She had no idea. And here again, he had committed suicide. Is it possible that that is true for him? Yes. But what good does it bring to bring that information into this physical world and give that to his daughter? Absolutely none. There was nothing. This is why we need to seek out people who have done a development process, who understand what this is about and what the information that they receive, because not always do we need to give all the information that we receive. And I'm not saying that mediums should, you know, we give the information that we receive with the boundary of knowing that it is for healing purposes. And sometimes I've delivered delicate information as well, knowing that there was a reason behind it, that this person needed to hear that. But this particular information that this client received was not helpful in any way, shape, or form. You know, what good does it bring to be that? Because And here again, you know what? If the medium isn't connected, if the medium didn't understand the information that was being received, if the medium gave it in a way that it wasn't intended, you know, this is where we have to kind of be careful about who we seek out to get these readings from. You know, we need to seek out people who are of the highest intention. I believe people who have been through the development process, who understand how this works, who understands what an actual mediumship reading is all about and what their responsibility and their role is in delivering that message. And so that's, to me, is just something that we need to kind of understand and be aware of. Connect with me on the next podcast and we'll continue this conversation. We're going to talk about how to know. I want to go into more about how you know when you're ready, how you know when you've been through the grieving process properly, and how to know when you're ready to receive that message. So I will see you again on the next podcast. I hope this has been helpful. I really just want to start educating people and helping them understand the process here and the role. And, you know, when is a good time to go seek a medium, and when is it helpful, and when you need to take responsibility and do your own healing work before you get to that point. So I hope this has been helpful today. Thank you for all being here and listening, and I will see you in the next part of this series. Bye-bye for now. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening today. I sincerely hope that you enjoyed this podcast. I would love to hear from you. You can reach out to me by email at GinaStroll@GinaStroll.com. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as Gina Stroll Intuitive Healing. You can also find the full podcast videos on my YouTube channel as Gina Stroll Intuitive Healing. If you are interested in working with me, or you would like more information about any of the healing programs that I offer, you can find that information on my website at GinaStroll.com. And of course, don't forget that sharing is caring. Share this podcast with a friend and help spread the healing energy around the world. Thank you for listening and joining me today, and I can't wait to connect up with you again.